Good evening, good evening, Baltimore and surrounding areas. Welcome to Man in the Mirror with your hosts, Kai and Nichelle. We are here in the midst, again, of the pandemic. We just want to thank you guys for all of you guys who were listening in last week when we had Karan Jones, the lovely Karan Jones, the songstress Karan Jones on last week. And we just want to make sure you guys are just ready and prepared as we are continuing the new Man in the Mirror program. Again, we are rebranding. We are bringing new people, new topics, new programming, new shows. And we just want to thank you guys, all of you who are listening in right now. And welcome back to the show. Nichelle, are you there?
Hi, Kai. I'm here.
You are here. And before we, as we're waiting for people to come in, I want you to go in on Facebook and say, hey, look, we are in live right now. And I want to do that. We can jump back and forth to different screens, but we are, want people to know that the show is happening right now. We want you guys to come in, meet us in the chat room. Let's talk about this topic tonight. Let's really and truly talk about this topic tonight so we all know what is really going on, because tonight is a great topic. Tonight is a topic that we all need to be available to actually talk about. But again, welcome to Man in the Mirror. We know what the turn of events are going on right now with the COVID-19 or the coronavirus. All our lives are turned upside down. But guess what? God is still here, and he's telling us, and this is something the Lord brought to me, to be still and know that I am God. Tonight's show is entitled Be Still and Know. Let's discuss, let's see what is going on right now. Let's really talk about it and get intimate about it. Let's talk about it. Let's bring scriptures up about it. But before we get into this dramatic discussion, I'm going to open up in prayer. And then if you have any questions or comments, you can actually press the number 1 on your phone, and you will be put into our chat room. Again, press the number 1 on your phone, and you will be put in our queue. I apologize. You'll be put in our queue, and I'm checking the chat room. When people meet over there, we can be seen over there if you're online. So we're going to be all over the place tonight. But again, I'm going to open up in prayer because we want to be timely. We want things to be done decent and in order. So we want things to be done in a timely fashion. So with that said, dear Heavenly Father, we just bow down to you as humble servants, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for lying down last night, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up to a day we've never seen before, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Man in the Mirror. We thank you, Lord, for those who are going to come on the line, Lord. We even thank you because Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my mouth, my lips, my heart. We need to continually praise you in whatever season we are in our life right now, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Continue to bless Nichelle, Lord. Bless her family, Lord, as they're going through with the death of her grandmother, Lord. Continue to bless them in a mighty way, Lord. Bless them, strengthen them, and give them a heart that knows that their grandmother is in peace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a loving family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that's come around the whole family, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Nichelle for seeing another year, Lord. Help her continue in the seasons of her life of a blessed birthday, a happy birthday, even in the midst of what's going on right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our family members. Continue to bless our children in a special way, Lord, and continue to help us to grow as a couple, grow as we work on Man in the Mirror, Lord, grow to be whatever you want us to be, Lord. Not what we want to be, but what you want us to be, Lord. And we will never fail to give you all glory, honor, and praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, our episode information for tonight. With our current state of events going on, that's called, again, COVID-19, it's not only with our country, but with the entire world. It's hard to do the thing that God tells us to do all the time. And that is, be still and know that I am God. That's in Psalm 46:10. He also said in Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Our issue that we struggle to do exactly that. We live in a society that loves being busy. We live in a society that can't be still. Well, guess what? God's trying to tell us something. He's telling us, be still. What do you think? Are you that busy? Is your family that busy? Are you making time for God, or did you stop, you know, or did he stop you on your tracks along with everyone else and say, I need to hear from you, my son or my daughter? Or maybe he's trying to tell his children that he loves them. Okay. So I'm excited. I'm going to bring up the scripture again. The full scripture, Nichelle says in Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. And I'm going to bring up discussion about that. And I want to hear what you got to say, Nichelle. And as we're waiting for other people to join us, if they remember, but we've been posting it. But it's kind of, what are your viewpoints on that scripture or what's going on right now? What are your viewpoints?
Okay, I'm trying to get my audio together. It's acting up, so I'm going to throw it back to you.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I know. I'm working on my audio, too, because I got this new mic, so I got to make sure I stay in front of the mic so I won't sound distant. But he says, be still and know that I am God, because we live in a nation, we live in a country that has basically tried to take God out of everything. He has worked on hard. We have worked on hard as a nation, not us, but the people who are running this nation, the people, you know, people like atheists who don't believe in God. We have been working hard, also trying to take God off of the money. We've been working hard to take God out of everything. But as Christians, you know, we cannot fall into the hype that God is not in the midst right now. We can't believe, fall in the hype that, you know, with the COVID-19 or the coronavirus, social distancing, that's playing a psychological effect on the family. The hospitals are going through right now. Our children are going through right now. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And I believe that God is working on bringing us all together via cell phone, via telephone, via Zoom. God is working on us coming back together as a people, as a nation. You know, when we are able to go back and forth on our, you know, in our cars and everything and in our community, and when our children are in school, there's a disconnect somewhere. Even when we're close, there is a disconnect somewhere. And that's an issue. That is an issue. When we are even close, there is a disconnect. So what God is trying to do is, as that song from The Color of Purple, God is trying to tell us something. That's what I believe that is going on right now. God is trying to, God is trying to tell me something throughout all of this. Because the way we've been going, we've been disconnected. We live in a society that when they want it, they want it now. When they want it, they want it now. They don't care how they get it, but they want it. They want it now. So what is he doing? He's saying, hey, I need you to slow down. I need you to talk to me. I need you to be part of what I'm doing right now. I need you to get yourself through as a nation, as a as families, as friends. I've never seen so many people that are actually closer to each other than what has been going on right now. What has been going on right now, it's working because families are getting closer together. Our children are working online now. A lot of, you know, just a lot have been disconnected from in school. It's harder. They're learning that it can be completely harder, but it's not impossible. But I'm excited. I'm waiting for you guys to come on. We are live. You can call in at 845-277-9384. That's 845-277-9384. Or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/man-n-the-mirror. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/man-n-the-mirror. And join us in our chat room. Listen to what's going on as we talk about this, because I'm actually online right now on Facebook trying to get more people to come on in, because I want to hear what you guys have to say about what's going on. Because wherever you are in the country, in the world, this is not a thing that's just happening in the United States of America. It's happening all over. So we can't say that, hey, it's only happening in the United States. No, this is worldwide. This is a pandemic. Now, if you look up the definition of pandemic, it gives us a great definition. It gives us a great definition of what a pandemic is. It's an adjective of a disease prevalent over a whole country or the world, or as a noun, an outbreak of a pandemic disease. The results may have been skewed by an influenza pandemic. So it's something that's not just hoping and happening in one society, but it's happening all over the world right now. So when we say, hey, that we're, it's not just here, it's in China, it's in Korea, it's in Russia. It's in, you know, I'm geographically incorrect, but it's actually all over the world. And it's all over the world. So, you know, when it's only God can allow, God didn't do it, but he allowed it because God is trying to get our attention. That's what I truly believe. God is trying to get our attention right now. So what is he going to do? He's going to allow something, because God doesn't do it, but he will allow it to happen, because Satan is busy. And I know Satan is part of this as well. So Satan is a part of this as well. So what we got to do is, how are we going to bounce back? How are we going to react? Are we going to be reactionary, or are we going to step up to the plate and say, you know what? Take a day at a time, talk to God, pray to God, put your family in prayer, go to the scriptures, search the scriptures of what's going on. Do what God would have us to do. Another verse that came straight from there is Exodus 14:14. And I don't want to just read it offline, but I'm going to look it up so you guys will know. But, you know, Exodus is the book of Exodus. As Exodus 14:14. And Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Whatever is going on in our life right now, sometimes we can say that this can be a blessing. And I said it can be a blessing or it can be a curse. It all goes by your perspective, and whatever going on in your life, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. Many times when things are going on in our lives, we try to put our human effort towards it. And as we're trying to put our human effort towards it, it's not coming the way we want. And the Lord says, all you need to do is be still. Is it easy to be still? Mm-mm. No, it's not. Because, you know, with so many people saying, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to go here, I want to go that, everything has shut down. When everything shuts down, that means we can't do anything. When everything shuts down, when the stadium shut down, you know, no sports are going on, you know, when you can't go out to eat, when you barely can go wash your clothes if you don't have a washing machine or dryer, when you barely can go out, you know, you can get food, but, you know, they're only letting so many people in the store. This is a time that we have to fall on our knees. We have to fast. We have to pray. And you have to talk to God. You know, he's trying to get our attention. He's letting this, he's allowing this to happen, but he's trying to get our attention. Only he, as big as he is, as great as he is, and as wonderful as he is, only he can bring into this when he wants to and how he wants it to be done. Only God can do something like that. That's all I can say. Only God can do something like that. Again, only God can do something like that because he knows when and how he wants to do it. And that's, you know, that's basically all I can say right now about that part, because if you love God, if you know God, you know that there's nothing that he can't do. There's nothing that God can do, but we do know that everything is in his hands right now. Everything is in his hands right now. And I'm just thanking, I thank the Lord for that, because he said the Lord, you know, many times when we get in trouble, we want to go out and just go fight. We want to be crazy. We want to get crazy. We want to put our hands up. But if we remember in the Garden of Eden, when he was, you know, finished praying and they came to take him away to crucify him, Peter pulled out his sword and cut off one of the guard's ears. And God said, if you live by the sword, you shall die by the sword. Jesus was peaceful. Peter was a fighter. Peter was, you know, ready to kill somebody for Jesus Christ. But Jesus, that was not Jesus' plan for Peter. That was not Jesus' plan for Peter. He wanted, you know, Peter to do everything in a peaceful manner. And so what did he do? He picked up the ear and placed it back on the servant or the guard's head, on his back, on his placed the ear back on his where it belongs and healed him. So that doesn't mean that God doesn't know what's going on. He's just saying, hey, I'm going to allow it to happen. He's saying he wants the people to come back to him, and he wants us to be the people that he saved, that he took care of, that he died for. That he died for. So, and that's all God is telling us. Welcome back, Nichelle. I know you're having a little technical difficulties, but welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And while she is here, you here, Nichelle? Can't hear you. You're talking, but we can't hear you. Ah, there she go. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of technical difficulties today.
Can you hear me well, though? I'm trying to.
Yes, I can hear. You got your new headset on.
Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Nothing like technology.
On,
you got to love it.
Moving on.
All right. Well, this is for you, birthday girl.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Nichelle, and welcome back. I know we're having all kind of issues and problems, but welcome back. All right, all right, all right, all right. All right, you going to tell us how old you are, or lady still don't tell?
Yeah, I don't even know why you asked that question, Mr. Kai. I don't
All right, you know, I'm just checking. Things change.
No, I don't understand.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, give us your viewpoint of, you know, the idea of be still and know. I've given a couple of scriptures as I was talking, as we, you know, when you start talking, I get a chance to, you know, reach out to folks and get them on here to help us out tonight. But two scriptures that I've given was be still and know that I am God. And the other one was, let me give the complete scripture, be still, Psalms 46:10. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will exalt the earth. And the other one, Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. So, you know, with all this going on with this COVID-19, and what is your viewpoints on this right now, Nichelle?
Well, honestly, I believe that this is a time for us to really be able to meditate on God. And people, you know, a lot of people are going back and forth about what is actually occurring and if the details are in the Bible. And the Bible does mention about pestilence and plagues and things like that. Yes, it does mention that. I believe we're in the last days? Surely I do. Just by looking around, you can see that, even before this pandemic. So we have that going on. But in addition to that, yes, I'm really wondering if people are looking further than that and taking this time, because this is unprecedented, and, you know, never have so many of us been off home. Unfortunately, some people have lost their jobs, and they really had to rely on the blessings of the Lord and to be able to even live and survive in the kindness of those around them. So we are able to see the love of God in our face every day right now. You have people who are volunteering to help people pay for things. You have people who are buying people's groceries, paying their rent. You have people who are, just caring and loving more on one another, people who are praying more, people who are talking about God, people generally who are in this space where they're more open to the move and the guidance of God. And should that have taken a pandemic for us to get to? No, it shouldn't have, but this is where we are right now. And so I think that not so much a debate about whether this pandemic is from God, because people are saying that it's from God or not from God. This is the state of our world right now. When crime went up, we didn't say that was from God. When, you know, people were starving in other countries, we didn't say that was God starving the people. Things happen on this earth, and they're following a natural progression, and these may be things that were prophesied in the Bible, yes. So if we're Christians and we're looking at it, then we're saying, well, we have to go through this. So I think it's more so then about how we're going through this. And so I think that's where the importance should be placed, not that we're going through this. Even though this is a rough time for some people have lost some people, you know, people are really going through. But I still don't think the emphasis should be on what we're going through, but how we're going through. And if we are children of God, we really want to be able to say that we are going through this with the love of Christ. Like, we're still able to show and display the love of Christ, that we're still able to meditate on him, to tell people about him, to still have joy, because, Lord, it is a blessing to see somebody with joy in their heart during this time, because a lot of people are sad, a lot of people are fearful, a lot of people are really going through. Mental health is at an all-time high, mental health issues. Domestic violence is at an all-time high. So to see someone that has the joy and the love of Christ in their eyes, in their mouth, what they're saying to you, and in their heart, that you can see it, is an absolute blessing to people. And people will want to know, how are you so joyful? How are you not fearful? How are you, making it through this with your mind intact? Because I'm struggling. And then we can tell them that it is through the grace and the mercy of the Lord, through his favor and his love, through his peace and his kindness, that we are making it through what we're going through right now. And I just think that is the main thing. That's where we should place our importance. So, and I'm not picking on anybody, but I will say this. I still see some people who don't know how to sit down. Like, they can't sit down. They're still running around, even though there were stay-at-home orders and things going on outside and whatever. But they can't. I feel unfortunate for them, because when are you taking the time to really meditate on God? When are you taking the time to show somebody love and kindness? And when are you taking the time to be able to speak to people about him and his word and why you have a spirit of joy? So, I think we need to, be careful with that, that we're still not trying to create our own busyness, even in the middle of this, where he wants us to be still. Amen, Brother Kyle. Amen, 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 Brother Kyle. Calling Brother Kyle.
Amen, 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 amen. Before I answer, we just, we are live with Man and Mirror with your host, Kai and Michelle. You can call in at 845-277-9384 or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror. Join us tonight as we talk about what's happening in today's events with COVID-19 as we're all going through. As I said earlier in the show, it's not a we thing or a me thing or a USA thing. It's a worldly thing. And as I did, we're all in this together. It's not just us. We all in here to love each other, to get on each other's nerves, but we're here just to get through it. What we're trying to do right now is to get through it, and that's where we're all and right now. So we're going to take our break right now. A note from one of our supporters, Music Instructions for All Learners, Inc., where music knows no age. If you're interested in music instruction such as piano lessons or instrumental lessons, please contact us at 833-346-2563 to set up an appointment to talk to one of our instructors. And please visit us on our website at www.mefileinc.org. And I do have another supporter, but I have to bring up that information. I'll bring that information up after we have our song of the day. And we just have to know who's in charge right now. And I know who's in charge right now. I'm trying to bring up the song. Bigger. All right, here we go. Let's have a beautiful time with this song called You're Bigger. We'll be right back.
God, you're bigger than the thing. Oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the thing. Oh my, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the problems I know the devil. I know he's an opposer. So he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
You're listening live with Man in the Mirror with Hezekiah L. Montgomery and Nichelle Johnson. We are, today's show is Be Still and Know. And it's a difference, we're titling the show Be Still and Know because we want you guys to understand that in the current conditions, and Nichelle just, you know, made a good few points, in the current conditions of what's going on in our country right now, we are all over the place. When I say we're all over the place, we are all over the place, and we really haven't been still in the many of days, many of years, many of centuries. But this thing has knocked everyone down. And with a song like that, God is bigger than everything. Do you agree with Nichelle that God is bigger than everything that is going on right now? He knows what's going on. He's just that parent that's up there watching and waiting to see what our reaction is. What are we going to do? What are we going to do in this time? What are we going to do? You know, families, again, like I said earlier, families are getting back together. Families are more communication more than ever right now. So God says, what are you going to do? And Ecclesiastes 3:7, I looked up some verses. Ecclesiastes 3:7 says, a time to tear down, a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak. So we are in our season as not just a family, not just a person, not just a group of people. We are in a worldly season right now. And what are we going to do in this time that God has given us with this pandemic? What are we going to do in this time that God has given us, all of us, not just Kai, not just Nichelle, not just the preachers, because we can't even get to the church. And it's kind of funny, Nichelle, I may get in trouble, but people always have an excuse not to get to church. You know, people have an excuse not to be in the place. Y'all may want to kill me, smack me upside the head, and I try to figure out what is the excuse now. Well, I can't get there. Well, we all got cell phones. Everyone's using Zoom. Everyone's using Google Meet. Google is being a very personal right now. They made sure everybody got that. So what is your story now that you can't get to church? You know, I don't know. You know, basically we're handing you all the information that you need, but what are you doing with it? James 1:19 says, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. You know, we have to stop. We so quick. He's saying right now, take note. Everyone should be quick to listen. We don't listen. We got two ears, which, you know, with two holes in it, but we don't listen. Slow to speak and slow to become angry. You know, God wants us to be still and know that I am God. So God wants us to, you know what is going on. Be part, you know, get closer to me, talk to me, listen to me. I like Psalm 62:5, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. Many times we put our hope in man, and we can't even rely on man right now. We can't rely on them. The one thing I said, and we've spoken about this, and as this happens, we weren't prepared for it. Did we have a plan for it? Did the schools have a plan? Did the government have a plan of how we're going to do this? You know, Most of our children live in poverty. They don't all have internet access. They don't, you know, they all can't get what they need to finish school. You know, we had an aunt that said one little boy, one senior was, you know, at the school, you know, sitting on his knees or by the school looking for internet to be able to hook up to the school's internet so he can finish his product so he can graduate. When we say that we weren't ready for this, and how are our children going to get through, how they're going to pass, how they're going to go on, we weren't ready. But as a community, God is trying to tell us we need to get together, we need to work together, and we need to work this thing out. So, you know, Disney has this thing, and we're all saying is we're all in this together. It's not just one of us. It shut everybody down. We are, as Nichelle said, people are helping people. People are donating. People are doing. People are, their hearts are changing. They're having a heart change right now. People's hearts, the world's hearts are changing. Our government is kind of fickle to confuse right now, but God's got to deal with them as well. But everyone's heart is changing right now. We're going, we want to do more good to people than evil. Any questions or comments, Nichelle?
No, I think that's a good point. And, you know, when things, always when things happen, I've always done this since I was younger. When things are happening, I try not to, and now, mind you, I'm saying this, but, you know, everything doesn't always go perfect. But I really have to strive not to get caught up in the moment, or if I do, you know, because we all, you know, allowed our little wee-wee, woe is me cry and pity party, but then we have to, you know, snap out of it. So once I snap out of it, once I have my moment, I really try to see what it is that God is showing me. And I've done that for years, just because I know everything just doesn't happen by chance. I know some things may be allowed by God, not orchestrated by God, but maybe allowed by Him. And so if I'm in that moment, I like to call it that Job moment. If I'm in that moment, then I'm saying, okay, what is it that I need to do? What is it that He's trying to show me? What is He trying to say to me? What do I need to get out of this moment? And so that causes me to go into prayer and meditation and into the Word, because I'm really seeking His face to find out what do I need to do. And so in a time like this, and I remember, and what I'm saying is not to to make anybody fearful or anything like that. But what we need to look at is the situation. It's totally out of our control. And that is situations when I always say, oh, this has to be orchestrated by God, because this is so bad. There's no way I can do any. There's nothing I can do. Literally nothing I can do. So when I'm in that space, there is nothing, again, I can do except go to God and seek His face and try to be led by Him. And so that is what we really need to be concentrating on, because I don't know. It's just I tell you, it is, and I'm looking at a comment in the chat room right now, and this is definitely true. Someone is saying that their aunt is saying this is the last. We are living in the last days, and so that's definitely true. A lot of the things that are, like I was talking about earlier, that are written in the Bible, you know, we're seeing that occur. But this is actually because everybody's jumping on that because of the pandemic. But if you looked before the pandemic, then, and I'm looking for this scripture so I can quote it correctly. But if you're looking before the pandemic at what was going on, then you will know that this is in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. That this time frame, it is just this is a mark of the last days. And if we look at 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, it says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. That is what we have been living in for quite a while. And in the King James Version, it calls those perilous times, or these perilous times. And this is where we're at, because if you go outside, you may not make it back. And that could be because you caught COVID, because you caught the flu, because you got shot, because you got hit, because, I mean, just a multitude of things can happen to you. So when you're looking at a situation like that, there is nothing to do except seek God. Seek God. And we really need to do that. And thank you for your comments, our person in the chat, Green Beasley. Thank you for your comments in reference to the last days, because that definitely is real. It is real. And so we need to really lean into God, honestly. We have to, you know, just, and I see your other comments too, and I somewhat agree that we have to stop going along with what's happening here in this world, period. We have to go with what God is saying, because honestly, that is the best way to go. That is the only way that is going to allow us to be victorious. And I know I went on a rant. I'm a step off my soapbox right now, okay?
That's fine. Because, you know, I like what the person with Green Beasley said, that we are living in the last days. We don't want to be aware of it, but we have to be aware of what's going on in our surroundings. We have to teach our children. We have to bring them up and knowing that what is going on. And they said black folks must make the case that we are different, and they were treated differently, and the Israelites were treated differently. We need autonomy and self-rules with assets. You know, everything you're saying is true. We must stop going along with the integration charade. Everything you say is true, because the many races are treated differently, not just black people. The Jews were treated differently. The Israelites were treated differently. Hispanics are treated differently. Middle Eastern people are treated different. If you aren't the correct color, then you're going to be treated differently, because they don't realize that God created everyone. They don't. If you know your Bible, we were all speaking the same language up into the Tower of Babel. We were all on one accord. We were all doing everything together. We were doing it just the way we wanted to do it. We were all on one accord. But once we started trying to be like God or want to get to God, then God had to had to confuse the nations. And that's where the languages came from. God had to confuse the nations in order to be able to get people, you know, to go to different parts of the world and create the nations that we have right now. But again, we thank you. We appreciate, you know, what you, you know, those comments. And again, you're listening live with Man in the Mirror. We're about 7 minutes, under 7 minutes left of our show tonight. But I wanted to bring this up in discussion. You better pass it on to your friends and family. Let them listen to it. And if you guys have anything to say, go on to our and our event page, or go on to Hezekiah L. Montgomery page, or go on to the Man in the Mirror page, because, you know, they're, you know, we both do the same thing. But, you know, what do you really want to say about it? What are your thoughts about what's going on about the COVID-19? Today's show was entitled Be Still and Know, and it came from Be Still and Know That I Am God. We have to truly try to understand what God is trying to tell us through these things, because sometimes, you know, it's good just sit back, relax, open up your word and say, God, what is really going on right now? What are you trying to tell your people? What are you trying to help us? What do you want us to teach our children? You know, you want us to do something, but what are you want us to do? We have to get out the idea that we want to always play the blame game. The blame game was around since day one, since Adam and Eve, when they, you know, bit the fruit of good and evil. And God said, well, who did it? Adam said, the woman you gave me. Then the woman said, the serpent did it. So everyone was blaming somebody. We are so far in this thing with COVID right now. The thing is, what are we going to do about it now? You know, everybody, you know, they're not seeing the spiritual asset or the spiritual aspect of what's going on right now. Once we see the spiritual aspect of what's going on right now, then we can, you know, it's tearing families up because of the psychological prospect of it. You're in the house with these people almost 24/7. If you get a chance to go out, then you got things going on. So when you're in the house 24/7, it takes a toll on the family. People don't realize it, but it takes a toll on a family. But on a good end, families are reconnecting, as we said earlier in the show. Families are reconnecting. Families are talking. You know, families are getting on Zoom. Families are getting on, you know, Facebook, Messenger. Families are getting on Google Meet, Google Hangouts, whatever's going on. They're, you know, we're still conducting business. Even though we're not at our businesses, we're still conducting business via the internet, via the computer. So we're still, we've come, I always call myself a chameleon. We've learned how to adapt to the current state of situations. Once we learn how to adapt to the new norm, that's the new norm, right? That's the new norm. Wear your mask when you go out, social distancing. But we can't give up knowing that God is still in the midst of whatever going on. You know, as those scriptures I looked at, God is still here. God is still here. And Isaiah, we did Psalms 131:2. But I have calmed and quietly my soul, quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child in my soul within me. So once we get to that place of where I'm going to be calm, people are doing yoga right now, calm your spirit, calm your soul, you know, because the devil wants us to be bonkers. He wants us to be crazy. He wants our soul upset. But I'll read that again. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. I have calmed myself down. Isaiah 32:17, and the effect of the righteous will be peace. That's Isaiah 32:17a, the first part. And the effect of the righteous will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. The word says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. As long as we are trusting, as long as we are acknowledging, we don't have to worry about COVID-19. we're not going to have to worry about COVID-19 because we are trusting and acknowledging God. We're praying over our families. We're keeping our family and friends in our hearts and in our prayers. So again, the only thing we can do right now is trust God and know that He is in total control of what's going on. We are down to the last couple minutes of the show. Nichelle, you have any last closing comments?
I just wanted to say I enjoyed talking about this today because, you know, we really do need a reminder sometimes. Like I was saying, like even when situations arise, it's like for a moment it might overtake me and I might get upset or, you know, get worried or something like that. But then, you know, I have to come back to myself and like, okay, God has this. And so we just have to continue to do that, even though things may shock us, they may, because, you know, is this the very worst thing we might see happen? Maybe, maybe not. Is more to come? Definitely, yes, it is. So we need to have ourselves in a spot where we know where our hope lies and where we're going, you know, when we leave this earth. And so once you get there, it is so much easier for you to say, I know God's got this, and let all of the worry, fear, anything go, and be able to just look towards Him and not all the time the situation that's occurring. So I just encourage our listeners to do that, to get yourself in that space. And if you're in that space, just to keep reminding yourself of that. And you might have a moment, but don't stay in that moment. Move on and know that God has your back.
Amen, amen, amen. I'd like to thank all of you who have been listening in on today's show. The young person that was in our chat room, we do thank you for joining us on Man in the Mirror. Yes, COVID-19 came. It's here, but it's not going to be here forever. And our new normal won't be either. Let's learn how to be still and know. This is Kai and Nichelle, and as always, we'll see you at the mirror.